Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of February 2nd. Through the 9th, and we have quite a bit going on in this week ahead, so I'm going to get right into it. First, we have Venus moving into Aries on Friday the 3rd. Now, this is a major story, and why is that? Typically, you know, we're going to have just to go flitting through the sign, and then we move on. Well, this time, no, not so much, because Venus is going to retrograde in March, and so it's going to extend the period. So for you guys that like to follow along with this stuff, I'm going to give you the dates right from the top here so you can jot them down or mark them on your calendar. Venus is going to move into Aries on the 3rd of February, and she will be moving forward, although she will be slowing down. She is going to then retrograde on March 4th, in Aries and start to back up, at which point we will either be letting go of something that she's in charge of, or we will be returning to past people and situations and giving it another try, or we will be working something out, reworking it, rethinking it, you know, seeing what we can get fixed so that it's ready to move forward during this phase. So from March 4th until April 2nd, she will be backing through Aries with those. Go over here in a minute. Then from April 2nd, she continues on her retrograde, but now she is backed into Pisces. And she's going to back through Pisces from April 2nd to April 15th. And so that's a much shorter period focused on the Pisces themes. And then on April 15th, the retrograde is over with Venus, and she turns around and starts to go direct. So from April 15th to April 28th, she will cover that ground in Pisces going forward. And then on April 28th, she will re-enter Aries now going forward, and she will continue through that sign until June 6th, which really means that the story that is starting tomorrow for you guys listening live on February the 3rd is going to be playing out with some forward and then backwards and then in and out and up and down and around the corner kind of interesting energy until June 6th. So you want to pay attention to what this is for you because you're going to be working with it for quite some time. So, you know, Venus is in charge of love in our lives. And in Aries, she is saying, all right, babe, it's time to take charge of this yourself. Are you happy with what's going on with love in your life? Do you need to do something about it? Remember, Aries is a very courageous, dynamic, ardent sign, passionate, fighting, warring energy. And so we are going to feel like doing something about love. Now, two ways that this will play out. One is that we have Mars in Aries and we have all this amplified, you know, crazy energy about getting things done, making things happen, fighting with people, being passionate with people, straight up in your face, you know, undiluted Aries energy right now. And having Venus move into this territory will help soften that edge a little bit most of the time. Again, the very last week of February is going to be volatile no matter what. But Venus, for the most part, going through this whole experience, is going to help soften things out, help, you know, calm us down a little bit, help attract what we want. And on the other side of things, it's going to bring this Aries dynamic where it's about what we want, what we need to do for ourselves about Venus themes. And so, again, love is one of those themes. The second theme is personal income. Having Venus in Aries means it's time to take action on what we need to do about making money for ourselves. This will give us that extra boost. Venus rules women, and so there may be women coming into your life or women that you are focusing on that are good for you. Because Venus is a very pleasurable, you know, groovy, smooth acting kind of energy most of the time. And so this can be, you know, women who can benefit you in some way. So say yes to the mamas out there. And fourth, Venus rules beauty. So having Venus in the sign of our personal energy, our bodies, our ego, our identity, our brand, our name, we may want to beautify. There's something going on here, right? And so keep in mind with these themes, again, moving forward, seeing results in the forward momentum that we want up until March 4th, and then not such a great time to launch into brand new things. In fact, hold off on brand new things for yourself that have to do with love or income or beauty or women, and rather return to the past or slow down and go back over something that's already in your life and fix it. Or if it can't be fixed, kick it to the curb, okay? So you're going to have from March 4th until April 2nd with that. So I'm not going to go through all the dates again, but remember we're in forward, and then we're going to go back and have that do-over phase, and then we're going to be back on track again, moving forward again with it. So Venus is going to help us sparkle and attract a little bit more, focus on our own needs, our body, our image, our brand, our name, our title, get things going in that lovely, you know, glittery flow of Venus in these days ahead. So we're going to hope that this is definitely going to help counterbalance some of the male aggressive Mars energy that's going on in Aries as we speak. Okay. And kind of get that nice, yeah, yin-yang thing going on there. All right, second thing that's going on that's starting up is that Jupiter, sometime between Sunday evening and Monday, early in the morning, so between the 5th and 6th, depending on where you are in the country or the world, Jupiter is going to retrograde. And I'll tell you why I said June, because it's going to be retrograde until June 9th. And so this is a four-month do-over that we are going to get with Jupiter, going to be taking us back over any kind of situation that we have with key individuals. And it's important because we don't get another one of these for 12 years. Yeah, that long, over a decade. Think about your life. That's a long time. Yes, it is. So you want to take it seriously, and you want to think about, you know, all right, here I am, my own little self. I've got 4 months. What do I need to do? Do I need to go back and release something that's blocking my growth, or do I need to rekindle something with somebody that could excel my growth and happiness and prosperity? Or do I need to work something out in a current scenario with one of these key individuals? Jupiter is traveling through Libra, so it's really about focusing on romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, experts, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, you know, committed, long-term, serious relationships, and what you need to do about it regarding Jupiter themes. And so, you know, is this about legal matters that you need to hammer out? Is this about weddings? Is this about higher education, either teaching or learning or training or, you know, seeking wisdom? Is it about travel or people at a distance or import-export or foreign interests? Is it about media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity? Is it about religion or politics? Just think about the things that Jupiter rules. You have a four-month do-over starting late Sunday night into Monday. Just think of it as waking up fresh on Monday morning, ready to go back to the drawing board with these people over these topics and get it right, because this is lucky, expansive energy, and you want this to work for you moving into this next decade, right? Excuse me. All right, third thing going on in this week ahead. Mercury is going to change signs. Mercury is going to move into Aquarius on Tuesday the 7th. And so, you know, where Mercury goes, we tend to start to think more about the subjects, it's, you know, the field that it's running through, or we start to hear from things having to do with that energy, getting into more talks and meetings. Think Mercury is communication in the mind. So more talks, more meetings, more writing, more sales, more agreements, more short trips and local activities, more ideas, more offers and decisions. And Aquarius rules our friends and the group affiliations that we have. So a lot more going on here over these weeks ahead. Aquarius rules the internet, so a lot more, you know, communicating and information flow and decisions about that. It rules our charities. It rules astrology. It rules social networking and gatherings and events. And on a personal side, Aquarius rules our freedom. It rules our original ideas and inventions, our visionary thinking, and our personal aspirations. So it is a really good time to get into those talks, to share those ideas, to make those choices about those themes starting on Tuesday the 7th. And finally, and definitely not the least, we are building, when we get to Monday, well, Sunday into Monday, we are going to start to be building to this lunar eclipse that happens on Friday the 10th. Now, a full moon lunar eclipse has a trigger field. This trigger field runs from February 5th through February 15th, which means that events can manifest anytime during that period. The peak period is the 10th. So build as we get into the week, every day getting more and more intense about something climactic happening where this is occurring, and it's occurring in Leo. And so this can be a major breakthrough, a wrap-up of something, an ending, a finalization, a celebration, an achievement based on Leo themes, which means something having to do with our creative endeavors or our creative talents or, you know, ideas. It can be about children, our own children, or a children's project you're working on, or a children's cause. It can be about love. It can be about your lover, your love life, love, 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 and something climactic happening there. And it can also be about recreational interests and what is peaking in the recreational thing. So you might finally get that vacation or get to go on that sporting trip, or I don't know, what do you do for fun? There's all kinds of things. So, you know, this is building, and emotions are going to be amped up around these themes as we go into this week. So I'm taking a breath, and here we go as we start to look at how this affects each sign. For Aries, I think Venus moving into your sign on Friday the 3rd is definitely going to feel good to you guys. It definitely helps you start to have that added spark of charm and attractive quality that can help you kind of, if you do go off and piss people off with the Mars and Aries thing, or they piss you off, well, maybe I shouldn't say that word, but you guys get angry, you know, then Venus can help you charm your way out of it, smooth out the rough edges. It definitely should help get an edge on the explosive, aggressive qualities of some of the things going on in your sign right now. Venus will definitely help the Aries draw the love or the money flow around them more easily during this period. It will help them with women and with beauty themes. And definitely a time to focus those things on yourself, Aries. If you need to feel good by buying yourself a new hat or a new wardrobe or get a makeover, any of these things are okay as long as you do them closer to the beginning of this cycle. You don't really want to go into this new stuff when Venus starts to retrograde next month. And same thing with if you're trying to, you know, make money by showing up and sparkling them into submission, then you want to get in there earlier than later and forwarding your love interest during this time frame. So Aries, this is definitely a good thing for you having Venus here. And we will talk more about the retrograde side of that when you start to go back to the past when we get into March. Jupiter retrograding, it'll be in retrograde when you get up on Monday the 6th, and it will stay in retrograde until June 9th. This four-month do-over is relationship-oriented for Aries. So it is a good time to reconnect with past romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, or even to go back and work something out with an old competitor, as long as you think it's safe to do so. And it is also a time to slow down and really work out anything with current scenarios with these people. If there's something that needs to end or go away with one of these relationships, you can get that to happen during this 4 months. And again, focusing on Jupiter themes of legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes in the mix. Mercury moving into Aquarius for Aries, definitely this starts on Tuesday, going to give you several weeks of a lot more talks and get-togethers and, you know, short trips and ideas with friends, groups, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities or gatherings and events. You know, very social time for the Aries. So, you know, this is cool, right? It can be good for sales and agreements and writing and offers and interviews as well. So if you need to look online, excuse me, for any of that, then this is a good time for that. So forward you go, starting on Tuesday. And as you build to the full moon lunar eclipse, which peaks on Friday the 10th next week, throughout this week ahead, starting on the 5th, you can have events that are bringing things to a head for you with love, with lovers, with children, with creative projects or interests, or with recreational pursuits. So big things will be happening, culminating, you know, when you're out having fun or when you're at the artistic place or creative, in the creative project or doing things with the kids or with the lover. And this is about big achievements and celebrations in these areas, or wrapping things up and ending them, getting your final okay on things or closing the door. For Taurus, Venus moving into Aries really starts what have been going on behind the scenes and in a karmic area, and may bring women on board that are helpful in your artistic or spiritual or healing or romantic life, or bring the love through those areas. It may bring income flow through what you're doing through research and development, or again, working in artistic or healing or spiritual realms. Beauty, you know, playing out in kind of that artistic arena, which can be really nice. You might have objects of affection with, you know, at private romantic getaways and things like that. So Venus is really going to try to help bring the good stuff into those areas. If there is a female that you're dealing with at a hospital or with another institution, this will help that to go a little better for you. So all of this is a go starting on Friday the 3rd. It's a long story because of the retrograde, so you'll be going forward, then some repeats, and then some, you know, going forward again. The whole story will be over by June 6th. Jupiter retrograding, as you get up on Monday the 6th, Jupiter will be retrograde. And, you know, this is a major do-over for Taurus. It gives you a four-month time where you can either kind of take a breather and a break from the big growth that's been going on with your work scenario, with health issues or interests, with animals, coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. But also a real important time to go back to past projects, past work opportunities, past health needs, past things with coworkers and hired help and paperwork and animals, and connect with those people that are significant there and hash something out. So it's a big do-over. It's a do-over that is about a big project or a big idea or a big decision here for you in one of these areas. You want to kind of bring in the Jupiter themes and see what works. Is there something legal you need to deal with, something about travel, a trip, a person at a distance, the marketing, the media, the education, the wedding, the religious or political theme in the mix, and, you know, who is it that is significant to that scenario? So 4 months until June 9th. Mercury going into Aquarius on the 7th kicks off several weeks for Taurus, you guys. You're really going to amp up lots more meetings and talks and agreements and sales and interviews, et cetera, that is career-oriented or that is about a big personal goal you have that you're really ready to tackle now. Also could be about getting into more talks or hearing more news and offers and agreements, et cetera, with the boss, the parent, the judge, the teacher, the director, the mentor, that higher up authority type person. So be goal-oriented, be ambitious. You have a lot of ideas and a lot of opportunity to communicate and get the information flowing and make choices from the 7th forward over these weeks ahead. And then as you build in this week ahead to the lunar eclipse that is on Friday the 10th, trigger dates start from the 5th of February and each day moving up to the 10th. So you may have events that are focused on finishing something, wrapping it up, marking an ending, finalizing, the decision. Or it might be about celebrating and achievements and breakthroughs as you reach some culmination peak. And it's all focused on your home or a renovation or a real estate deal or a move, or it may be about family, parents, or roommates. So you work towards what you want to see coming through or wrap it up in this week ahead. For Gemini, Venus moving into Aries starts this long story. It starts on Friday the 3rd, and Gemini, it is starting to smooth things out where maybe you've had any kind of craziness going on. It's going to help attract the good stuff, the love, the money, the women, the beauty, coming through your social realm. So this means, these things are going to flower when you're with friends, when you're online, when you're at parties and events and gatherings, when you're doing group activities, or you're involved with charities or astrology or causes, So anything social, Venus is going to be helping you in these weeks ahead. There's a story now that's going to impact your love life or your income or women or beauty themes here that'll play out until June 6th going forward and then backwards and forwards. And Gemini, this could also be about Venus kind of trying to help you out now with aspirations or original ideas or your freedom, So whatever that clicks for you, this is starting on Friday. Then when you wake up on Monday the 6th, Jupiter will be retrograde, and it is starting a four-month do-over, a time to go back and rekindle things in your love life or with old lovers, or to rework things in your creative projects or pick those old projects back up, to go back over things with children or things that are recreational for you. And this is one-on-one time in these situations. So with partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, and seeing what you can do here for fun, with love, with kids, with creative energy. Travel might be part of it, legal, educational, wedding, media, religious, political themes, because it is Jupiter as a fact that is taking you back over these themes. So, whether you are reclaiming, reworking, rekindling something, or you are letting go of something, or you're just hatching it out, take this four-month period seriously. It starts on Monday. Then with Mercury moving into Aquarius on Tuesday the 7th, you're going to start to get into more talks, hear more news and information, make more choices that are about legal themes, educational, media marketing, wedding, travel, religious or political. So, you're kind of getting a double whammy here in a way. This is a good thing. It's a good thing to, make some choices going forward in these weeks ahead about those things. You might hear some news or offers about it. Might be about writing things up, signing agreements, making sales about it. Might involve siblings or neighbors. This starts on Tuesday. And then as the week builds to this full moon lunar eclipse that is going to peak on Friday the 10th, it's communication oriented for Gemini. And it's also about brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, and local activities. So you'll either be really wrapping something up and finalizing or marking endings, or you'll be celebrating and achieving and having breakthroughs in those areas or with those talks, those meetings, those agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, decisions. So big talk, big news, big info for Geminis. I know you guys just hate that. Geminis hate to communicate, don't they? All right, so for Cancers. Cancer, Venus moving into Aries. This is your career. It is big personal goals you may be striving for now. And it is also about what's going on with authority figures, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, that type of higher up person. Goals, career, authority figures. So Venus is going to help smooth out things that are going on there. It will help attract the love into those situations, or help attract the income flow, or the women who can benefit you, or the beauty in the matter. So set those goals high for a long time until June 6th, because Venus will then backtrack over this in March and in the months ahead. So definitely start to set things in your forward motion, knowing that this is a long story playing out here and you'll have some back and forth with it. Then with Jupiter retrograding for Cancer, when you wake up on Monday, the 6th, Jupiter will be in retrograde. And this means that this is the beginning of a four-month do-over, lasts until June 9th. Really important, Cancer, because you're getting one last big shot here to go back and either reconnect with past partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, over what's going on in your home, what you're doing with a real estate deal, what you're doing about a move or renovation or any other kind of what's going on, where I live, who I live with, what's happening with the property scenario, and or what's going on with family, with a parent, or with a roommate. So as you think about, you know, what is not complete here, or what do I need to really tackle here, who is the person that I need to reach out to? Is it an attorney? Is it the partner? Is it the client or the specialist or the competitor? And think about Jupiter themes. This is your do-over. What can you do about the legal side of this, or the travel, or the relocation, or the educational, or marketing, or media, or wedding, or religious, or political theme in the mix? So you're going to have 4 months to figure this out starting Monday morning. Tuesday, the 7th, Mercury moves into Aquarius. So this starts an information flow for Cancer, much more going on with talks and meetings and offers and decisions that are focused on the big financial side of life. So this is your time of year to get in there and hammer things out with loans or debt or insurance or taxes, investments, settlements, bankruptcy, inheritance, alimony, child support, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the big money thing is, right? So this is forward motion stuff. You got several weeks to get in there. Talk to who you need to talk to, make your choices, sign your agreements, etc. And besides financial stuff, this is about, in the personal side of life, more decisions or meetings or, you know, offers that are about your sex life or attractions, your reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce, or third-party scenarios. So again, you know, here you go. Talk to the people that you can that can help you make choices about all of those themes starting Tuesday moving forward. And then as we build to the full moon lunar eclipse that is peaking on Friday the 10th next week, you can start to see events happening anywhere from the 5th forward, any day up to the 10th. So for Cancer, this may be something coming to an end or breaking through or celebrated and achieved or wrapping up involving your personal income, a purchase or a bunch of purchases, your possessions, or your products. So, you know, work towards what it is you'd like to see come through or wrap up in those areas. For Leo, you guys have Venus moving into your ninth house starting Friday the 3rd. Big long story here all the way till June 6th because she will retrograde in the months ahead. And so, Leo, you know, ninth house, we are talking about, you know, things that expand our world. So travel and people at a distance, law, education, media, marketing, weddings, religion, politics. So in these areas, Venus can now help you smooth things out if there are issues there. It can help you attract the money flow or attract or enjoy the love flowing here. It can bring women onto the scene that can be beneficial in these areas or help you focus all of this on a woman to a good degree. And it can also help with beauty themes in the mix. So think about those topics, you know, where do I want to go? Is there someone far away or can I travel there? Is it about learning or teaching or legal agreements or weddings or education, or I think I said that one, or media, marketing, religious, political themes? This is a ghost starting on Friday the 3rd. Jupiter's going to retrograde. It'll be in retrograde by the time you get up Monday morning the 6th. It's going to stay in retrograde for 4 months, and it's in your communication realm, Leo. So really important time to go back and hammer out agreements and sales and writing and decisions, to go back and interview, re-interview, audition, you know, hammer out ideas. And all of this focuses on one-on-one, you know, by going back to old partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or advocates or competitors or opponents, and seeing what you can come to terms with, or what you can say to release things or rekindle things and fix it during this four-month period. Jupiter will be in the mix, so legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes, again, same kind of topic that Venus is traveling through. You're going to have a double exposure to that energy here, but Jupiter's giving you that do-over. And besides all the information and communication opportunity to get this thing figured out, Leo, during these 4 months, this is also about your brothers and sisters and neighbors, or a move. It can be about short trips and local activities. It can be about your vehicles and electronics. So the same thing goes. It's a big do-over. It's a chance to go back and re-communicate, rethink something going on here and get it right. All right. Mercury moving into Aquarius on the 7th for Leo. This is really going to amp up a lot more talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and decisions with your relationships. So this is a good thing, Leo. This is forward momentum. This is going to help open up that flow to connect you with romantic partners or business partners, clients or specialists, agents or attorneys, competitors or opponents. This can be new people coming on board. It can be old people, current people. It doesn't really matter. As long as you're connecting, this is going to open up the flow and help you make choices during these weeks ahead. And as we build to this full moon lunar eclipse on Friday the 10th, the days leading up to it from the 5th forward, there can be events happening, and it is in your sign, Leo. So it's all about you, baby. It is about big things happening to you, for you, through you, about you. It can be focused on your body. It can be focused on your image or your brand. It can be about your name or your title. It can be about some big desire or need that you have finally coming through, coming to fruition, wrapping up an ending, you know. So something big is on the horizon for the Leos in the week ahead. If you know what this is, work towards it. Give me a second. I'm going to take a sip of tea. All right. For Virgo, Venus moving into Aries is a really good thing for smoothing out any of the kind of crazy, edgy stuff that's going on, and for attracting the good stuff, you know. And for Virgo, this is going to play out on the mundane side. It's in the big financial arena. So, you know, when it comes to loans or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy or taxes, insurance, alimony, child support, commissions, investments, settlements, your partner's money, Venus may bring women on board who can help. It may impact your personal income in some positive way. May focus, you know, maybe you'll have some love scenarios playing out around that. I don't even know about that one. But overall, this should be a good thing, and it starts on the 3rd. On the personal side of this house for Virgo, this is your sex life and reproductive life. So now there may be more love flowing around that, or a woman where you're really focused on what's going on with her. This is about divorce. So if you are in the process of a divorce, this can help smooth out the anger or frustration or the money side of what's going on with that during this process. Could even help heal that divorce if that's, you know, where you have a bent to go that direction. This is the house of life and death. So if there's any mortality issues, it can help, you know, ease that and maybe bring some shift in the dynamic with that. It can bring women on board who can help you with that. And third-party scenarios as well. Venus will be helping you in the weeks and months ahead with this. So you're moving forward in these scenarios, and then, you know, you'll go through the retrograde phase where you'll go back and hammer out the stuff from the past, and then you'll be moving forward again. So this lasts all the way until June 6th. So pay attention to what's kicking in as you get underway starting on Friday the 3rd. For Jupiter retrograde, when you wake up on Monday the 6th, Jupiter will be retrograding. It's a four-month do-over. And for Virgo, this period is allowing you guys to go back to the past and reconnect with some past people over purchases, over what your stuff, your possessions, your product, gifts, your personal income, you know, all that stuff you value and how you earn and flow with your money. And so, you know, this do-over is giving you a chance with partners, with clients, with specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents to go back and figure out what works and what doesn't work and how you want to shift it around. If there's anything legal to tackle, if there's travel or educational pursuits that could help with this, if there's media or marketing, weddings, religion, or political sides to any of this, you know, that will help you with these people concentrate on what you need to work out here with income opportunities, possessions, purchases, and or products. So that starts on Monday the 6th and lasts until June 9th. Mercury is moving into your house of work, health, paperwork, hired help, coworkers, and animals on Tuesday the 7th. This bodes really well for meetings that you now can get into about these subjects, for decisions that can now be made, for short trips that focus on these themes, for signing agreements or making sales or getting into talks or hearing news about your aspirations regarding these subjects, work, health, paperwork, hired help, coworkers, and animals. So that kicks in on Tuesday the 7th. And then as we build to this full moon lunar eclipse on Friday the 10th, for Virgo, you know, for all signs, we start to kick into events that can happen around this from the 5th onward, 5th through the 10th. And for Virgo, this can be something finally ending and wrapping up and finalizing, or something that you're celebrating and achieving that has to do with healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions, that has to do with romantic getaways or romantic trysts, that has to do with karmic past life matters, that has to do with your spiritual practices like prayer, meditation, yoga, that has to do with your magical interests or psychic abilities or talents, that has to do with your artistic world, so film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, that has to do with research or investigations or development of projects behind the scenes. So big things coming to a close or finalizing and breaking through and celebrating in those areas, work towards what you would like to see culminate in this week ahead. For Libra, Venus is moving into your relationship zone, cha-cha-cha, baby. This starts on Friday the 3rd, and more or less is going to be there, going forward, going backwards, diving out, diving back in, until June 6th. And so Libra, you know, Venus is trying to get you to focus on relationships, which mean romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, and me. No, anybody like that, over Venus themes. So it is about love. It is about income opportunities. It is about beauty, and it is about women. So these things should start to really go well for you. Seek out those people that can benefit you or be open to the ones that are showing up in your life now about these themes and what it can do for you, babe. Jupiter, when you wake up Monday morning, is going to be retrograde, and it is kicking off a four-month retrograde in your sign, Libra. So wowzy, wow, wow, you guys are getting a major four-month do-over. So it is an important time. It's the only one you're going to get for another 12 years with Jupiter in your sign. And so you really, it's very protective. It wants good things to happen for you. It's growth energy, happiness energy, prosperity energy. And it's saying, you know, I'm giving you a four-month window here to go back and look at what is going on with you so that you get this right moving forward. Focus on what's happening with your body, what's happening with your image or brand, where are you with your name or your title or some big personal goal or need or desire. You know, with all signs, this can be, again, relationship-oriented. So you have both Venus and Jupiter really working for you here, Libra, to try to bring the right people on board. Is there somebody from the past or something you were involved in the past or you wanted to be involved in the past that you can now connect with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or deal with opponents or competitors about? And look at Jupiter themes. Is there something legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, betting, religious or political in the matter? You may want to pay attention what starts to shift Sunday, Monday, you know. Are you feeling drawn back to an old project or idea or old version of yourself, you know? Because this can be a pretty spectacular time for Libra because you have such strong focus, such a great plan. So there you go. Then with Mercury moving into Aquarius on Tuesday the 7th, this is picking up more meetings and more talks and ideas and writing and agreements and sales and offers and decisions about love and lovers and true love, about creative projects, about children, and about anything recreational. So in the weeks ahead, you're going to have more people reaching out to you, more communications, more ideas, more opportunities to meet or run into somebody over these themes. And if you want to sign agreements or make sales or write it up or whatever, this will favor that starting on the 7th. Full moon lunar eclipse. We are building to this climax that reaches its pinnacle on Friday the 10th. We can start to see trigger events happening from the 5th in this week ahead, the 5th through the 10th, anytime in there. And for Libra, this is bringing something to a climax for you with a friend or a bunch of friends, with a group activity, with what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology, with charities, with gatherings and events and parties. What you're doing in your own life for your personal aspirations or your freedom or your original ideas or inventions or your visionary thinking. And so, you know, look at ways that you can really mark the occasion, celebrate, achieve, wrap things up, mark your endings. That's all event-oriented in this week ahead. For Scorpio, Venus is moving into work, health, paperwork, co-workers, hired help, and animals starting on the 3rd of February for you. And it's going to be a very long story that lasts until June 6th because of the upcoming retrograde. So Venus is going to help you attract some good stuff into those areas. It may be women or a woman who is beneficial to you as a coworker or hired help or on the job or with the organizing or the paperwork or the health scenario or the animals. It may be Venus showing up as income opportunities now in these areas. It may be Venus showing up as love flowering on the job or as you're out there doing your healthy life stuff or with the animals and coworkers, et cetera. It may be beauty themes that are starting to play out in these arenas as well. Venus can bring these good things on board. It can help smooth out issues that you may be having ongoing already. And it should make it more enjoyable and pleasurable in those areas. So this kicks in on Friday the 3rd. Then Jupiter is retrograding. So when you wake up on Monday the 6th, Jupiter is retrograde, and it is giving you one big, massive do-over for 4 months until June 9th in your mystical, magical, karmic, creative, artistic, delusional 12th house. So, you know, the 12th house is just like such a fun place to be. So Scorpio, you know, you won't have another do-over like this in this house for another 12 years, so it is a really important one. It is definitely a time for thinking about the key people in your life, not everybody, but your relationships, like with romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or opponents. And think about where you are in the karmic balance with these people, with past life scenarios with these people. What can you do over? What can you release now so it's not baggage moving forward? What can you go back and rekindle now? if there is potential there, or what can you hash out? So that's kind of the deeper, more powerful side of this. It has a focus on your artistic projects and talents. So you may be focusing with these people on going back and rehashing or reworking something with film, music, dance, poetry, sculpture, painting, something artistic. Or you might be connecting with these people and going out to museums or concerts or theaters, you know, anything in that artistic muse realm. Can be about healing or addictions or hospitals or other institutions. So big do-over, giving you that chance to go back and rekindle, release, rework things there. It can be about a romance, romantic getaway, romantic tryst, secret romance, clandestine romance, something going on behind the scenes romantically that kicks back in now or that you want to let go of. If there's something self-sabotaging that you've been doing over the last 12 years when it comes to romance, this can be a powerful 4 months where you get in touch with that and release it so that block is gone. Spiritual realm for Scorpio, reconnecting with past, you know, gurus, prayer, meditation, yoga, getting back into your psychic abilities or magical interests. Any of that might come back up during this period. And anything with research or development, you might get back into investigations, research, digging through things to figure it out. So in all of those areas, the key people are important. And Jupiter themes of legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, wedding, religious, or political arenas might be kind of the roads that are gone down to get there. So big do-over starts Monday morning the 6th. Mercury moving into Aquarius for Scorpio on Tuesday the 7th. Going to really start to open up more talks, more meetings, more gatherings, more, you know, ideas, writing, sales, agreements, decisions, offers that focus on your home, what's going on in the home or about the home, what's going on with real estate deals, moves, renovations, with family, with parents, or with roommates. So this kicks in on the 7th, good time to put your thinking to those things and to communicate. And then the full moon lunar eclipse is going to peak by Friday the 10th. And so in this week ahead, from the through the 10th, we are seeing events playing out that are bringing something to a head in that part of the sky for Scorpio. So that can be big endings, finalizing things, wrapping things up. It can also be breakthroughs, achievements, celebrations, so some kind of major culmination. For Scorpio, it's about your career, or it's about your reputation or status, or it's about a big personal goal you're striving towards, or it has something to do with an authority figure, a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, somebody like that. So expect big breakthroughs, big celebrations, big endings, big finalizations in those areas. For Sagittarius, Venus on Friday the 3rd is moving into your house of true love, fun, creative projects, and kids. And so Venus is definitely going to help smooth things out if you need to in those areas, but more than that, going to help attract love into that area of lovers and kids and creativity and fun. She will help attract income to those creative projects and kids and fun and what you're doing with lovers. She will bring women on board who can help you in those areas. She will bring beauty themes into play. And this is a long story that will play out till June 6th because you'll go forward this month, but then be going back to the past and redoing it or rekindling it or revamping it in some way, releasing it maybe, you know, with the retrograde starting in March and then forward again as it progresses. Jupiter is going to retrograde starting on Monday the 6th. So as you wake up on Monday, Jupiter's retrograde, Sag. This is giving you a four-month do-over, which is an opportunity to go back now, big time here, to go back to past friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, with a focus here with what you're doing with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or opponents. And anything involving weddings or legal or travel or educational, media, marketing, religious or political themes. So think social, do-over, aspirational do-over, connect with those friends, groups, online interest gatherings, charities, you know, think about how those one-on-one key people play out in that and your Jupiter themes. And you're going to have until June 9th to either rekindle something, rework something, or release something so that you're ready to go forward after that goes direct. Mercury is moving into Aquarius on Tuesday the 7th. It's going to give you several weeks now with more communication in your communication zone. I think the Sagittarius are going to be chatty. So, you know, this definitely amps up more ideas for the Sagittarius. A great time for the writers out there. Really fortunate time to be, you know, looking at agreements or sales. It can reconnect you in ways with your brothers or sisters or neighbors. It can be about vehicles or electronics, a good time for Sag to think about short trips or local activities, you know, writing, talks, meetings, offers, and decisions. So amp it up. Expect it to really kick the gear from the 7th onward. And then that full moon lunar eclipse will be building to that climax in this week ahead. It peaks on Friday the 10th, but you can start to see events start to play out around it from the 5th. 10th in that build-up phase. And so for Sag, this is something culminating with a legal matter, your travel plans or people at a distance, your media or marketing or publishing or broadcasting projects or interests, your educational pursuits, a wedding, religion or political themes that you're interested in. So, you know, big endings, big finalizations, big breakthroughs, wrap-ups, achievements, celebrations, culminations in those areas. For Capricorn, Venus is moving into the base of your chart starting Friday the 3rd of February. Going to play out for a very long time here because of future retrograde of her placement here. So she will really be back and forth through this area all the way until June 6th. So big story starting here. And it is about your home, any real estate deals, moves, renovations, your family, your parents, or your roommates, or all of the above. Now, Venus here can help smooth things out if you have issues in these areas. Venus can bring the, you know, women on board who are beneficial to this. It can bring more love into these areas. It can bring more income flow into these areas. It can help beautify these areas and attract what you want that you can enjoy in those combinations. So that's a good thing, right? It starts on the 3rd. And just know that whatever you're starting to move forward with, you're then going to go back and grab something up from the past or release it or rework it or rekindle it, you know, and then you'll be moving forward again. So it's a process and pace yourself. Jupiter is going to retrograde. When you wake up on Monday morning the 6th, it will be retrograde, giving you a four-month do-over, Capricorn, to really figure out what goals you want to set and if you're on board with the goals in your life right now, the big personal goals, what's going on with your career, and what's going on with an authority figure or several authority figures like the parent, the boss, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director. So goals, career, authority figures. 4 month do-over that you will not get again for another 12 years. It's asking you to go back and connect with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, about what you might have or about the career or about these authority figures. It's asking you to look at Jupiter themes, which means travel or people at a distance, weddings, legal matters, educational pursuits, media or marketing, religious or political themes in the mix with these goals, career or authority figures. So take it seriously. This energy really is trying to bring the best thing to you. It is growth energy. Slow down, figure out what is still viable, what is no longer viable. You've got until June 9th to figure it out. Mercury moving into Aquarius on the 7th for Capricorn. Going to kick off several weeks for you guys. That it's going to help you get into more talks, meetings, agreements, writing, sales, short trips, offers, decisions. That is all about making money. or about your possessions, your purchases, or your products. So you can focus on all of that if you'd like. This definitely will help bring more information flow and more choices and offers and decisions about it. So expect to be talking and signing and selling, et cetera. And then the full moon lunar eclipse is going to peak on Friday the 10th. We will be building to it and can see events playing out from the 5th through the 10th, which will bring big endings or finalizations or wrap-ups or bring big celebrations or breakthroughs or achievements. So, you know, big things culminating. And Capricorn, this is either about financial topics like the loan, the investment, the settlement, the alimony, the child support, the taxes, the insurance, the bankruptcy, the inheritance, the partner's money, the commissions, whatever that big financial theme might be for you. Or I should say, and or, it can also be about big things going on in your sex life, with reproductive matters, with divorce, with death, with birth, with third-party scenarios. Like, you know, it can be jealous triangles, or it can be beneficial triangles working out with you and a partner and the banker, or you and the teacher and this child, or, you know, whatever that third-party situation might be. So we have big endings, big celebrations, things climaxing in those areas for Capricorn. For Aquarius, Venus moving into Aries on Friday the 3rd. This is starting a very long story that lasts all the way until June 6th because of an upcoming retrograde with Venus. And so it's starting in this forward motion in this month of February on the 3rd, and it's going to really focus on your thoughts and the information around you and the communications. So think about talk, meetings, offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions. And then also think about, in the mundane side of this, it can be about brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips or local activities. So as you're communicating, as you're focusing on these things, Venus is now on board. It can help smooth out issues. It can help attract love through these, you know, local activities and short trips and brothers and sisters and talks and run-ins and meetings with people. It can bring income flow through those areas, so your sales and agreements and writing and meetings and talks, et cetera. And it can bring women on board or beauty themes into the mix that are going to try to be beneficial for you here. So all of this should be starting to move forward starting on Friday. Then, when you wake up on Monday the 6th, we have Jupiter in retrograde, and Jupiter will stay in retrograde until June 9th. And Aquarius, this is giving you a four-month do-over that is going to help you guys, you know, go back and hammer something out involving either something legal, something educational, so maybe teaching or a class, you know, from the past or training of some sort, something about travel or people at a distance, something about media or marketing, weddings, religion, or politics. So those are your topics, and it's asking you to take this 4 months and hammer something out there involving a romantic partner or business partner, your client or agent or attorney or specialist or competitor or opponent. And you won't have a do-over like this again for another 12 years. So Jupiter really wants your growth, your happiness, your prosperity. What do you need to go back and rekindle? What do you need to go back and release? What do you need to go back and rework? It's your shot at getting it right. So take your time and figure out what that is. And then with Mercury moving into Aquarius on Tuesday the 7th, obviously your sign, Aquarius. So you're hosting Mercury now over the weeks ahead. Aquarius definitely makes you more chatty and more in demand with invitations and meetings and talks and interviews and auditions and writing and agreements and sales. But having Mercury in your sign is a really good time to make choices or ask for what you need for yourself, you know. So make it about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal need that you have. Open up about it, right? And then with the full moon lunar eclipse building to a climax on the 10th, triggered with events from the 5th up through the 10th. So anytime in there, you can have something big happening. This is about big endings, big finalizations or wrap-ups, or big celebrations and breakthroughs and achievements. And for Aquarius, it's relationship-oriented. So, you know, things are hitting a peak here with partners, with clients, with specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. And, you know, remember, this is in Leo, so very likely about love or creative efforts or kids or recreational pursuits, maybe even speculation. So big things hitting a peak, ending or coming through at by the end of the week. Sorry, there's like my ghost is so stirred up in the house, and it's got me kind of like freaked out, and I'm hearing weird noises now. So I might have you guys in Radio Land stay on the phone with me till I go turn all the lights on in the house. I'm freaking out. But I'm going to finish the last line before I do that. All right, so finally for Pisces, Venus moving into Aries starting on Friday the 3rd of February. This is a long story, going to play out back and forth, in and out, up through June 6th. So much longer than typical. And, you know, this is a really good thing for Pisces when it comes to four areas: making money, your personal income, with your positions, what's going on with your purchases, and what's going on with your... So, you know, Venus will help you smooth out issues that you may have going on there. Venus will bring more women on board who may benefit you, bring more enjoyment into the activity of making money, your purchases, etc. Bring the beauty scene on board in a good way, so you might be buying beauty objects or, you know, art and things like that. Bring love into the mix, and there might be objects of affection, or you might fall in love with who you're making money with, or, you know, the crossover can be any way between those topics. So Venus is definitely going to be helping out. So slow and steady wins the race. This is a story that plays out until June. Take your time with it. But this is going to definitely help move you in the right direction with that. Then when you wake up on Monday, the 6th of February, in this coming week, Jupiter will be retrograde and will stay retrograde until June 9th. That's a 4-month retrograde. And this is a big do-over for Pisces. In one area, it is about the bigger side of your financial picture, so not income, but this is a do-over when it comes to loans or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, your partner's money, alimony, child support, something like that. On the other hand, it can be a big do-over for you in your sex life, in your intimacy, in your reproductive life. It can be a do-over when it comes to a divorce or with a mortality issue or with a triangle or third-party scenario. And so in any of those areas, finance, intimacy, sex, divorce, triangles, you know, mortality, all of this, you want to focus on partners, attorneys, competitors, opponents. And you want to look at where you are with Jupiter in these scenarios. Are you where you want to be with the legal side of it, with travel or weddings, with education or media or marketing or religion or politics? So take the 4 months. Go back. Is there something to reconnect with or rekindle? Is there something to let go of? Is there something to rework? Because Jupiter wants your happiness in these areas or your prosperity in these areas. How do you go back and hammer something out over these next 4 months and get it right? Then Mercury moves into Aquarius on Tuesday the 7th. This is going to kick off several weeks coming up that are going to definitely start to open up more talks and meetings, more agreements or sales or writing or more decisions that focus on healing or hospitals or addictions, or that focus on artistic projects or pursuits. So you might be meeting up for film or music or painting or poetry or dance or sculpture or writing or making decisions about that. It could be about your spiritual reality, so prayer, meditation, yoga, magical, psychic interests. It can be about romance and, you know, meeting somebody for that. It can be about research or development or investigation. So you have a lot on your plate with Mercury. It will open up the information flow and the communications and the meetings and help you move forward with that. And then finally, with that full moon lunar eclipse. It's building in this week ahead. It will peak on Friday the 10th. And so it is being activated in the trigger field from the 5th through the 10th, and you can have an event anytime in that period where there is something really big that is wrapping up, finalizing, or ending, or something really big that you're having a breakthrough with or an achievement or celebration. And for Pisces, it's about your job, involved around the work you're doing, something with coworkers or hired help, organizing or cleaning, paperwork, analytical thinking, or it is something really big culminating with health matters or the animals. And so there you guys have it. And, you know, this is Zoe Moon, and I can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon. Astrology. Sorry, I'm pretty occupied. I'm going to go light up my house. And you guys are going to stay on the phone with me until I have everything lit up, because this is freaking me out. My cats are acting weird. There's weird noises going on. You know, I swear this house, this is an old house. What can I say? So I'm just walking through, la-di-da-da-da, la-di-da. Something jumps out and you hear me scream, call 911. Okay, so far, so good. Back here, la-di-da, la-di-da. Oh, yeah, everything's okay back here. One last little area to light up, and then I can let you guys go. And my goodness, we are okay. All right, love you guys. I know it's going to be quite the incredible week ahead for everybody. Stay in love, stay in peace, keep it together. I'll talk to you next time.